USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
When we innovate, produce, and grow, we're able to unleash technologies and processes that make the environment better while reshoring. And so importantly, you look at reshoring production all the way, taking it away from foreign polluters and back to American soil.
President Trump addressing environmental issues as he speaks in the East Room of the White House, talking about our natural gas exports.
We're unlocking American energy, and the United States is now a net exporter of clean, affordable American natural gas. We're exporting all over the world.
In other news, the Trump administration warning Iran to comply as the country continues to enrich uranium despite a limit set in a nuclear deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing. The difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team arrives back in the States and is ready to party after beating the team from the Netherlands Sunday 2-0, the final score in France. A parade scheduled for Wednesday in New York City. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi congratulating the team on the big win.
In a bipartisan way, we invited them to the Capitol as a group, or if they just want to come individually with their families, any way they'd like to come, we'd like to welcome them and to honor them. But aren't we proud of them?
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, stocks down, the Dow off almost 116 points to close at 26,806, the NASDAQ down 63 points, and the S&P 500 down 14 points. In Pamplona, Spain, at the second day of the annual running of the bulls, at least five people hurt, including two Americans, one man from San Francisco, the other from Kentucky. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein indicted on federal sex trafficking charges.
Federal prosecutors in New York want billionaire Jeffrey Epstein to stay behind bars until his trial on sex trafficking charges.
Epstein is charged in a two-count indictment. First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman says Epstein is accused of forcing underage girls to perform sex acts on him at his mansion in Manhattan. Epstein is pleading not guilty to the charges. I'm Tim Berg.
A new poll finds it's going to be hard for some Americans to retire.
Nearly one quarter of Americans now say they never plan to retire, according to a poll that suggests a disconnection between individuals' retirement plans and the realities of aging in the workforce. Illness, injury, layoffs, and caregiving responsibilities often force older workers to leave their jobs sooner than they'd like. According to the poll from the Associated Press, 23% of workers, nearly 2 in 10 of those over 50, don't expect to stop working. Roughly another quarter of Americans say they'll continue working beyond their 65th birthday. According to government data, one in five people 65 and older was working or actively looking for a job in June. For many, money has a lot to do with the decision. Among those that are fully retired, 38% say they felt very or extremely prepared when they retired, while 25% said they felt very or not at all prepared.
That's USA Radio's John Hunt reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.